Blog Talk Radio.
It's your girlfriend's favorite DJ. DJ at Low is in the building.
Lead me on, girl, if you must. Take my heart and my love. Take of me all that you want.
Calling me, hello, shalom, shalom, everyone. Thank you for joining us. Hallelujah. Praise mighty Yah. Glad to be here today. Brother Uriah, if you can hear me, please push one. Please, please, please push one. Give me 1 second. You guys, I got to step away for just a few minutes. I'm going to play the song one more time. I got to step away. I'll be right back.
brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find our way.
Thank you so much for holding. I'm back. How is everybody doing today? Isn't it a beautiful day? Shalom, shalom, shalom. Especially after that class yesterday. That class was uplifting. That class was wonderful. Anybody have anything you want to talk about today, please feel free to push one. I'm all for it. Let's talk. What is going on? Oh, bless his holy name. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Now, I mean, you know, yesterday was powerful. It was simple, but powerful and to the point. We have so much to learn about our Elohim and who he is and how powerful he is and what he does and what he says and he means what he says, that sometimes you have to have an encouraging class like that to just let you know he's still in control. Irregardless of what it looked like or what it sounded like, he's still in control. So all praises be to the High and Holy One of Israel. Ooh, bless his name. Hallelujah. All praises to the High and Holy One of Israel. Somebody push one. Let's have a conversation. What are we talking about today? It is so much stuff going on. You know, you know, again, I would like to say to everybody who is out there struggling with cancer and having cancer issues, and, you know, to the royal family, to my family, to everybody, we're praying for you. You know, you're in our prayers. You know, it's very difficult to deal with. It's something that we have to deal with all the time, and you're in our prayers. I can't imagine what it's like. I've never experienced it, but we are definitely praying because it's just, whew, Lord have mercy. And for everybody else who's going through everything else, anything, whatever it is, you know, the Most High said we have to repent. If it's something you've willingly done, repent and move on. We're telling you sorry for it in turn. That's all we can do. Now turn from your wicked way. Turn. Don't dwell on it, harp on it, but turn. You know, because it's all about the desire. The more and more we realize this thing, the more we have been played on our emotions, and we've been played with our desires, and we have to learn how to take control over it and get control over all of it. Once we do that, we in there. Once we do that, we are there. All praise be to the High and Holy One of Israel. Yes, indeed. So I'm not going to talk to myself today. I'm not going to talk about myself. So if y'all ain't going to talk to me, we might hang up because I'm not going to talk about myself today. No, no, no. Anybody have anything? There you go. Shalom, sis. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom. I just wanted to, the class yesterday was very, very good. But one thing I wanted to, this is not related to class. They said that they are supposed to be investigating. You remember the cargo barge that ran into the bridge and it collapsed? Well, they said that some of the people that did videos or whatever that was out there, that they saw an explosion seconds before it even hit. So they were wondering, was it blown, you know, something like a 9/11 with Building 7? They were saying, was anything explosives put on that bridge to make sure that it went down when that thing hit? And then another thing, I think it's the Newsweek had an article out that they had showed back in March for America, you know, that we were going to go into a famine, that stock up on all your food and water. So they were saying all these, the other cargo ships that are backed up, They have stuff that the farmers need right now to get the food, you know, to plant or whatever. They got the fertilizer, equipment, and other things. And they said if the farmers are not able to get this off of these ships because they're sitting there waiting to take another route, which is going to take longer, then you won't have the food because the farmers won't be able to grow it in time for the harvest. And so they said, so why did they put that out way back in March, you know, to warn the people that this was coming? Did they already, you know, have an idea that this was going to happen? So I don't know, but, you know, just something that was out there that was brought up that people were asking questions.
I really hope that that was not a terrorist attack. I really do hope not. You know, I really hope not. I didn't really look into it that much. I've seen a couple of videos where people were saying that it was a possibility that it was, you know, but anytime anything like that happens to the natural flow of our goods and services and how we receive it, whether it's a train accident, a boat accident, this is how we receive our goods and services. This is how all of our goods and stuff come into us so that we can be able to service the community and do the things we do for the community. So anytime something like this happens, it throws everything off. It delays arrival time and all of that. So, yeah, we're going to feel the crunch in that, absolutely, no question. You know, but, you know, it's just unfortunate that it's coming to that. But if those things happen, you know, accidents do happen too sometimes, but who knows? You know, if it was, you think they'll ever tell us?
Oh, no. They still denying about 9/11, you know. So.
Yep. They'll never tell us that. That's something they will not tell us. You know, because, you know, it's just a national security. They don't want to, they're not going to start a panic. There's only so much they're going to let you know, even if it is. They're not going to tell you. And they're going to try to keep it under wraps as much as possible so that they can get the situation under control. I mean, that's just how they operate. The only way we're going to know is if it's out in front like 9/11. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We could see that with our own eyes.
Right.
So.
And another thing was the rockets that NASA was supposed to be sending up during the eclipse. And they were saying, would this be deliberate to create, they're trying to create the darkness. They don't want it to happen naturally. They're trying to do something to, I guess, extend the darkness, to bring panic, the people that's out there watching or whatever. I don't know. But they were saying it's a hidden agenda behind that, too. So that's about it.
That's probably so, too. I mean, you know. Just like we said yesterday, we are living in a society of people and beings who were, if you believe in the Bible, who were banished to the earth. And all of the things that we're experiencing is because of Yah. There are people there are beings out there that hate the Most High. They hate Him. And when you understand that they weren't allowed to come back to the dimension anymore, now you understand why. They're doing everything in their power to see. I can believe all that. As crazy as that sounds, I can believe all of it. I sure can. It don't surprise me or shock me not one bit. It is what it is. Like we said about the whole sexual thing. All that, that's all it's about at the end of the day.
Right. And Satan was the first one that introduced it too.
Absolutely he was. Absolutely he was. You know, and that's what it's about. I mean, if you really listen, excuse me. Really listen to the music and stuff that we listen to. That's what it's about anyway. It's sex, murder, and killing. That's it. And getting money. That's it. That's all life is about. You know, and everybody's singing the songs from the from the elite children to the hood children. Everybody got the same mentality because that is what's being drilled into our psyche. You know. So, I mean, you know, when you have a society like that, that's what you're going to get. It really is. It's what you're going to get. It's sad, but it is the truth. And until Yah steps into the society and shows who he is through his people, because that's the only way you're going to understand who he is through his people, because we have to reflect his laws and his teachings, you know, and what he tells us not to do so that they can look on us and be like, those people are truly blessed, you know. This is what we're going to be in. We're going to be in the middle, in the midst of a moving everyday Sodom and Gomorrah because everything is going on. It just wasn't sexual immorality. It was all kind of stuff, Jumper. Everything is going on. Everything. Everything and anything. So this is where we are. And it's hard to accept. It's a hard pill to swallow, but it is the truth. No. Ain't nothing else we can do. But just be an example. Now we understand the importance of being the example. Because we got to be the example. We have to set the example. And when you look at it, you can see how society is set up to keep you separated from it, from the commercials to the clothes we wear. All of it. No, nothing happens by chance. This wasn't just, we are sitting in a captivity. We are in the midst of the people. America's a melting pot. That's what I was always told. It's a melting pot of every nation. Everybody from every nation has had a chance to come up in here. And as much as they fight against Russia, Russia has a consulate in America. It has an embassy in America. And they have dignitaries in America. They do. I mean, you know, everybody's here. Everybody, every nation is here. And when those nations come, they bring their gods with them. And this is what we're experiencing. Every time we buy something, every time we let them service us, every time we go to them, they are doing things and setting up businesses and worshiping their gods. And that's what we're dealing with every day. And it's the truth. And ain't nothing you can do but call on the Most High and represent him. You know, and yes, we're the underdog. Yes, we're the low man on the totem pole, so it seems. You know, and it appears to be that way, so it seems. We really are. And they look at you and laugh in your face like, huh, okay. You think you're going to come against all this? That's what my uncle told me. He said, do you know the world is real? Do you know I've been around the world? These nations are real. Do you know these governments and military people are real? In other words, you just sitting at home on your computer making up stories and thinking that you're going to change something. These societies and these governments is real. I said they was real back then, too, when Babylon was taken over. And they was real when the Medes and the Persians was taken over by the Greeks. And they was real when the Greeks was taken over by the Romans. I said, so what happened then? Somebody said the same thing to somebody back then. You think this is going to leave? Do you see how fantastic this society is and this nation is? Everybody said that. But the one thing about the Most High and his word, it won't come back void.
Yeah, I believe that this is the year for exposure. So the curtain being pulled back on everything, churches and everything, so you can see what's real and what's not real. See people for who and what they really are.
No question. Like I said, I pulled up the pastors and watched them and listened to all that crap that I thought was good preaching. And I just listened to him like I was really caught up in this stuff. I was really mesmerized by these people. I really thought that this was it. You know, you can't tell me this ain't it. This is it. Shh. So we open up your eyes, and you know, that's what I would say to everybody out there, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, everybody out there that comes against the Israelite people and come up against what we teach and what we believe. Now, let me say this in all fairness. We all don't believe the same thing. So I'm going to say this. The nation of Yehuda believes from the beginning to the end The book is solid from the beginning to the end. We just keep proper scriptures in its proper context. We also believe in the virgin birth. We do believe in that. We don't believe it was no sex involved. We believe in the virgin birth. We believe that women have a place because we can prove that in the scriptures as well. So there are things that we all don't believe the same thing, but when it comes to identity, we stand firm on that one. And unfortunately, you won't be able to see it. It's not something that you can be like, okay, so what? If it was that easy, guess what? Everybody would get it. There would be no need for your eyes to be open. It's just like the Holy Ghost. Everybody told me, the scripture said, these signs shall follow them that believe, and they should be able to cast out devils, and they should lay hand on the sick, and it will recover. Well, guess what? If it was that easy, the hospitals would be cleaned out. It wouldn't be no sick people, no need for insurance, no need for pharmaceutical companies. It would be no need for that. It's more to it than that. If it was that easy.
I agree.
It's more to it than that. I'm going to read it. What does the guy say? Mark 16:16. That's the scripture. Mark 16:16. They tell me when you get the Holy Ghost, these are the signs that shall follow you. I'm going to read it so you can read it out here. This is what they tell us. Mark 16. Let's go to 16:16. Here we go. It says, here we go. He says, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So, I tried. I really did. I tried when I was over there. I don't care how much you shout and how much you jump and how much you flip and how much you turn. It's more to it than that. Ain't that easy. It's more to it. The Most High ain't going to make it be that easy. He just ain't going to hand you his power because you baptized in Jesus' name. It's more to it than that. You know? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed, it's way more to it than that. You know, but unfortunately, you know, people want us to believe. They want you to believe. They still pushing that same narrative. They still trying to tell everybody that this is what it's like, and it ain't working. So, yeah, you're right. It'll be revealed. It's going to be revealed now. People still standing in the sick line. They still getting in there. And they still eating everything under the sun. They still drinking everything under the sun. They don't take care of the body that the Most High gave them. And then they sick. And then somebody's supposed to lay hands on you for you to do what? Keep going back and doing the same thing over and over again. Don't work that way. It just don't work that way. It don't. More to it than that. I'll praise. More to it than that. We have to know our Elohim and do it. And because, like we said yesterday, there's a protocol to salvation. Salvation is to the Jew first and then to the Gentile. But you got to first figure out who the Jew is. You can't walk around saying salvation is to the Jew first and then who is the Jew?
They don't want to admit who the true Jew is.
No. It's going to come out, sis, in the wash of the rinse, but it's going to eventually come out because his word said so. Not me. It's nothing I said. There's nothing I could say or do to change it because I'm just a mere human like everybody else. But when the Elohim of Israel say that, he mean what he say. Area code 478, your mic is open. You're on the air.
And shalom, everybody. And
shalom.
You're absolutely right, Sister Diana. When it comes up, when it's ready for it to be revealed, it'll be revealed. But I am watching all of this little stuff. I had people try to tell me in the beginning, because that night after I talked to you last, it was last weekend, I told you about that thing with Putin.
Mm-hmm.
NASA, a top Muslim cleric over there who came out and said, sure, yeah, we've known that for a long time. all of the prophets are dark-skinned people. And I'm sitting there like, now everybody want to tell it. You know, now everybody want to come out and say that this is the people, these are the people, this is that. And I don't know if you saw that video with the people in the church asking for forgiveness from black people. That was something else. I had never seen it like that in my life.
Yeah, I saw
what,
it.
What people in the church?
It's the white people. It's some, you saw it, sis?
I saw it. I don't remember the title, but it was on YouTube.
Yes, it was
in the church.
Mm-hmm.
In the church.
They was in the church. And they was talking about for all the sins that we committed against you, all the evils that we've done against you, we apologize. All the racism, they was naming all the stuff. I was sitting there, me and Sister Rachel were just sitting there shocked, like, what is this even going on?
Mm-hmm.
Are they on their knees?
They're in the church putting hands on
a
few black people. Yeah, come on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were bowing down.
I see this. White people asking black people to forgive and exonerate them worldwide. Wow. Hold on.
But they still got to, you can ask for forgiveness, but you still got to pay for your punishment.
Any of the atrocities that have taken place, something has happened. Hello and welcome back to the channel.
Oh, this is Deborah.
Well, I want to share with you another video of a group of white people asking black people to forgive and exonerate them. This has been happening worldwide. We're starting to see more and more where there is an acknowledgement that something has happened, something that cannot be ignored. So I'm going to share with you a new video that was shared with me along with another video that we've seen once before, but it shows you the group. One group is in America, and the other group are in other white nations, and they are asking black people and Africans for forgiveness, and they are acknowledging, actually highlighting and talking about and naming many of the atrocities that have taken place. Anyway, take a listen at this request, and of course, you know, I will be right back.
Please forgive us. Please forgive us. Please forgive us.
As I speak, I'm going to ask the white Americans in the room to please repeat after me. On behalf of myself and on behalf of my country, to you and all African Americans, from the beginning of our nation's history, in honor of your ancestors and on behalf of your children, please hear this from my heart. I apologize. Please forgive us. With this prayer, I acknowledge the depth of the evils that have been perpetrated against black people in America. From slavery to lynching to white supremacist laws to the denial of voting rights, to all the ways, both large and small, all of them evil, all of them wrong, for all the oppression and all of the injustices, I apologize. Please forgive us for the denial of any civil rights, for inequalities in criminal justice, to any instances of police brutality, to the denial of opportunity, for economic injustice, for any ways that a racial element has played into the perpetration of injustice. I apologize. Please forgive us.
Your Excellencies, Honorable Dignitaries, and all people of Africa.
Vos Excellences, Honorables et Dignitaires et tous les peuples.
Wow! Wow! Wow!
That's a trip.
Here we go. The phone lines is lighting up. Area code 513, your mic is open, you're on the air.
Shalom, shalom, family.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. This is what I've been talking about for years, is that the majority of the things that they do is to avoid punishment, okay? This is wrapped up in that Christianity mess that God loves you, and all you have to do is say, forgive me, and that's it. It doesn't work that way. Our lives are an example of it doesn't work that way. We couldn't vote our way out. We couldn't economically enfranchise our way out, whatever, to get out of the punishment that the Most High gave to us. It doesn't work. And so we sit up there and tell them, all you have to do is say forgive, forgive, and that's it. No, there's a judgment that's attached to it. I've been saying this for years, that the majority of the reason why they do a lot of stuff is to avoid a punishment. We didn't avoid ours. So what makes you think that you would avoid yours?
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous to me that they would actually think that, but that comes from, number one, avoiding the punishment, and Christianity telling you, you can do whatever you want and just say, Lord, forgive me, and I'm good. No.
That's true.
You're not going to avoid the punishment. You think by just saying some word, that's it.
Mm-mm.
And then the audacity to sit there and highlight every single thing you did wrong. And that's what's in Deuteronomy. He already told you everything you did wrong. So you know what you did wrong. You don't fix it to avoid your punishment. You could care less about us. It's just for you to avoid something. That's not going to happen. We serve every single second of our punishment.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that they go to black people who don't know anything and accept it. You sitting up there saying, okay, we forgive you. No, you're not reading your Bible. That's not going to happen. And that goes back to false teachings. Excuse me for my voice. It goes back to false teaching of, you're telling these people that that's all they have to do. And it's wrong. And the Most High is going to hold you accountable for it. It is more than an apology. You have a punishment. It's prophecy. He said you will serve the 400 years. And after that, a judgment. He didn't say, oh, you're going to apologize. If he did the first part of it, if we served out the first part, the first 400, what makes you think they're going to skip over the second part, the second two parts, the punishment and the money? He not skipping over either one of those parts. Black people need to stop telling these folks, oh, well, you have to do this or you can do that. Like you said, put the chart up. Or, well, you Israelite, you not really. Stop telling them that. Tell them the truth. You're going to get punished.
That is true.
And you know what I'm saying? Like, this is why they act the way they do now. Because even Brother Williams' wife got on the phone last week talking about, they started to act real nice to me. And I have noticed the same thing. They open the doors for you. How you doing? How's everything? And I'm thinking to myself, why? You really think I'll open the door for me or doing something extra nice going to get you out of your judgment, out of your place? It's not. And whoever told you that is lying to you.
Yeah. 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 And you can ask for forgiveness. And you know what? And we can say, we can forgive you for it. But you still got to be punished for what you did. Exactly. You got to be punished. And the punishment that come along with it. You can ask for forgiveness, but you're still going to be punished for what you did because we got punished.
Yeah.
Right.
We
and
did
also,
the same thing. We would pray and pray and pray and pray and pray. We used to do that. We used to do the countdown before 2019. We would do that countdown. Pray, 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 pray. And the Most High said, okay, that's great. But you're not going to be released until August 2019. We used to do it ourselves. It didn't work.
That is correct.
You can also go back and look at what happened to King David, the sin that he committed, having sex with, send the lady's husband out there to the front line so he can get killed, so he can marry her or have sex with her and have a baby. He went out there and he said, I'm sorry, sorry, and threw the sand and all on his head, stayed out there for at least a week or whatever, and he was saying, oh, I'm so sorry, but guess what? He still had to pay. He lost that baby because of life for life. So like you said, yes, you can say you're sorry, but you're going to still have to pay.
Exactly. We voted.
That is correct.
We try to build our own economy. We try to do all of those things, and not one thing the Most High lets you. It didn't matter. People try to go back to Israel. People try to go to Africa. People try to do this. We try to build. You never got out of it. You never
Mm-mm.
did it.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Nope. That's the truth. Mm-mm.
And it irritates me when you have other black people, because you don't know if they're Israelite or not, sit up here and kumbaya with these people and tell them stuff. God going to punish you for that. The Most High going to give you for that for lying because you don't read the Bible, and give them the perception that all they have to do is say, I'm sorry, and they're good. He going to get you for that.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. Oh, we're sorry for all the racial injustice. Okay, we didn't go dig up them bodies that you killed, the police officers killed. We sorry for economic injustice. Okay, give everybody their house back that you took wrongly. And then when you took them and told them they can get their house back, they never got their house back. We so sorry. Okay, go get them babies that you fed to the alligators. You so sorry.
Well, you know what? It's just like we said before, just like yesterday when we talked to class yesterday. You know, the Most High has a plan, and he has everybody in place to play their role. And they have to play their role. They can ask for forgiveness, and we can forgive them for it. It's not going to change anything. It's still going to play out the way it's going to play out. Because guess what? We was calling on Jesus and speaking in tongues with the tongue talk of Holy Ghost in captivity and didn't realize it. Crying about our situation and shouting about how one day, someday, everything is going to be all right. And everybody was running and he called over Shonda and running up and down the aisle. And guess what? We were still under the same curse in the same captivity and it didn't change nothing. It didn't change nothing. It's going to be what he said it's going to be. And nobody's going to be able to change that. It's going to do what he said it's going to do. And nobody's going to be able to change that. He said, he that led into captivity shall go into captivity. It ain't going to change that. It's not going to change that. It ain't. I would be apologizing too. If I was them, I would be. I would do everything I could possibly do not to let that come back on me. Because guess what? Until we started saying who we were, nobody cared about apologizing. It's only when we started saying we was the Israelites, now everybody said, wait a minute, hold on, we got to. And they have every right to be doing that. They do. Because I would, too, if I was them. It ain't going to change nothing, though. Area code 214, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yes, I'm listening. And I think one reason why people are so willing to forgive is because they have incomplete teaching and they don't know that they're Israelites. If they knew that they were Israelites, they would know that they don't have an obligation to forgive everybody. But I was listening to a sermon today, and this is exactly what was being taught, that you have to forgive. If you want your father to forgive you, you must forgive. And it's exactly how I was taught. But the thing is as an Israelite, I forgive my brother, but I have no obligation to forgive people who are not Israelites who are mistreating me. If I look at the example set in the Bible, that is not what we're required to do as Israelites. But if you think that you are just like everybody else, that this is your only way into quote-unquote heaven, that you have to forgive, otherwise your father won't forgive you, then you will forgive. And there is a real danger in forgiving because the Most High does hear what we say. He can mitigate something possibly because we know that in the past, when we look at the biblical example, sometimes he has softened what has happened to people based on somebody's request, and that's what they're trying to do now. They're playing on people's ignorance. They know who we are. We don't know who we are. When I say we, people that they're asking this of, if they're just going into regular churches, they don't know that as an Israelite, you do not have an obligation to have your enemy come up and slap you all upside the head and kill you and do all of these things, and then you have to forgive them, which is exactly what I was taught, exactly what I heard being preached today. And the same thing conforms to what's being said here. When people are coming and asking forgiveness and people are saying, oh, we forgive you, and they feel like, oh, I'm closer to God because I'm forgiving. The Father is really going to bless me. He's going to look favorably on me. Or else they may be so unaware of who they are and so wanting to say, well, at least, you know, I can do something that has worth, not knowing that you have intrinsic worth simply because you are a child of the Most High Yah. This is why it's so very important to know who we are, and it's important to know what the scriptures actually say in terms of what we as Israelites are obligated to do and what we are not obligated to do. But if we don't know, it's like somebody can tell you whatever, and you just go to the extreme. You have to forgive everything and everybody, no matter what it is.
Yep, I agree. You guys go ahead and take this over for a few minutes. Hold on, I'll be right back.
I was going to say that how do we know that these people were sincere? Because from what I heard, they just repeating some words that this, whoever the woman was, saying, repeat after me. I'm sorry. I mean, anybody can stand up and repeat some words. It doesn't mean that you are truly sorry in your heart. I'm just standing up there repeating some words. Just like the people that go to confession in the Catholic Church. You go to the priest or whoever, and Father, forgive me, I sin. He cannot look in your heart and tell you, okay, you're forgiven, because he doesn't have that power. And he tells you, well, go out there and say 20 Hail Marys and some Our Fathers and whatever, and you're forgiven. And you get hit by a car, well, on your way out, you're going straight to heaven. And I think that's what those people are doing. They just sitting there, standing there, just saying some words.
I don't believe it's sincere, but if I ask you to forgive me and you forgive me, then you cannot take, you can't retaliate against me because you've released me. You have given up your right to demand justice from me. If I say, please forgive me, and say, oh, I forgive you, I won't hold that against you, I'll separate it from you as far as, you know, the heavens are from the earth, to be remembered no more. This is, in essence, basically what people are trying to do is they're trying to get an obligation and get people to mute their power or their ability to actually demand justice without getting anything. If you really want forgiveness, you have to make right what it is that you've done. And biblically, you're supposed to restore twofold at least. That is the thing. That's it. If that is not part of it, then there is no forgiveness.
Right.
that's sad. That's just sad that they actually doing it. I just thought it was just a trip. You know, you wait all these years because if you really were sorry, you wouldn't just talk about it. You would actually do something about it. Because every time you look around, anything that goes for it, because the true feeling showed up when I saw those pictures from Putin being released, and I seen all the negative comments. Like some one of those Caucasian ladies came on and said, look at our black people. They pulling out a dusty old black Jesus. What does that mean? It don't mean nothing. I'm sitting there just listening to their comments. I just can't see them as ever being sorry until he shows up. And then all of a sudden it's going to be too late. And then all of a sudden they're going to be trying to cry and plead. But I'm going to say this and then I'm going to shut up. After, when I was reading the Bible years ago, and I saw that part now, and that's where it says that they're going to curse the Most High after, you know, because of the scorching heat. Who would curse the Most High? If I'm burning up because the Most High is scorching me, I'm going to be pleading and crying and screaming out, please forgive me and all that kind of thing. But who was just cursing? Now I know who was cursing. It's them. It's them. Because the average one of our people would just cry out for forgiveness and mercy and plead with, but them folks, nah.
And then another thing, too, I would like to say is it can't be changed. It can't be fixed. They can't turn around and put us on the top because he purposed us to be on the bottom. They cannot give us gold and silver and jewels and diamonds and make us as rich as they are. Because that's not supposed to happen until we leave. So there's nothing you can do to fix it. You were almost forced into this position so that you would be in this position to do what you did to us. And now that it's over with, yes, you can apologize and you can say you're sorry. But at the same time, at the end of the day, the punishment is going to be the same because there's no way to reverse it. You can't reverse it. Do you think that all the slaves that was piled on top of each other, that was brought over here in the transatlantic slave trade, wasn't apologizing to y'all when they got on that boat? When they were sliding off of each other and pissing and pooping all on each other and ministrating all over each other when they was in the naked? Do you think that they weren't asking for forgiveness then? I'm sure all of them begged for forgiveness, but it didn't change nothing because we still was put on that auction block because he said it in his word, and his word ain't going to come back void.
And more than that, Sister Ayina, there were people that were innocent, that were not guilty, and yet they are members of the nation, and they suffer as a nation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you can ask for forgiveness. And let's see what Deborah says. Hold on a moment. Let's see what she says. Here we go.
For forgiveness, and they named some very specific things that they have done, and they are asking to be exonerated. The second was a clip from white nations or white countries around the world. They were asking the same thing. Please forgive us. We want to be exonerated. That's what forgiveness means, to exonerate, right? And so a lot of black people are usually left on the sidelines feeling some kind of way about this, in which the majority of times you will have black people, Africans, whether they're in America or anywhere around the world, who will look at those tears, they will look at the bowed knees, they will look at all of that, and they will have compassion on people who have oppressed them for hundreds of years. That is just the general rule of how most black people respond. However, you do have a group that says, well, that's not enough. There's more to it than that. Even biblically speaking, there is more required of you than simply to get on your knees or to cry or to ask for forgiveness or to say that I'm sorry or this or that. There are some who require more. Now, also biblically speaking, repentance is required, but it must be granted by the Most High. So whether or not people are sincere, that's not for us to really say, but we can judge by some actions. Words are just words. okay? Unfortunately, people have been made to believe that words do represent repentance. Apologies do not represent repentance, okay, alone. You've got to do more than apologize. You've got to do more than confess. You have actually got to turn away from your sins. And then, you know, in a situation like this, there is more required. The Bible tells you of the specific things that one must do to repent of any deed, whether you're black or white, and most people stop short of that. Most people want to give themselves permission to walk away and be exonerated from their sins based on what they believe is enough, okay? And for so-called black people, just to keep it real, we continue to receive apologies and requests for exoneration and even people asking us if we forgive even before, you know, a loved one is even in the ground after having been slain by someone in that community. So much of the burden is placed on us, the burden to forgive, the burden to exonerate, the burden to love, the burden to turn the other cheek, the burden to look the other way without anyone having put anything in hand, without changes, no changes or any changes, should I say, in policy, without any changes in actions, none of that. So-called black people are required to love, forgive, exonerate, turn the other cheek, the whole nine yards, while everyone else just gets to shed a few tears, you know, have a moment of sadness, and that is that.
So there you have it. My thing is this. There are some people that are going to make it in his kingdom of the Gentile nation. They will be servants and they will serve us. I don't know who those people are going to be. I can't say that those are going to be the apologetic people. I don't know. All I know is that the Most High has written the story from the beginning to the end. Everybody played their part. They were chosen to play their prospective part, and everybody played their part. As a result of that, we all have to live with the parts that we play and continue to play our part. So nothing is – all the forgiveness in the world is not going to change the judgment of this nation. It wasn't contingent upon whether they turned and repented like Nineveh. Had nothing to do with that. He said, after you have served the 400 years, that nation will I judge. That's not going to change. That's his word. That's not going to change. Whatever happens from this point on, our job, as we always say, harbor no resentment in your heart toward anyone. Keep it moving and stay focused on the Most High and leaving here. Because whatever is going to happen is going to happen, and it's nothing anybody can do about it. We can't stop him from doing what he's going to do. And to who he's going to do it to. We cannot stop it. Just like we couldn't stop it when it was us. You think they weren't repenting and crying out on them boats stacked on top of each other? Every time they was getting raped, the men and the women getting, you think they weren't telling y'all they were sorry? Y'all, I'm so sorry. It was too late because his word has to come to pass. We have to come here. It pisses me off when black people get on there, Israelites too, and say, y'all stole this country. No, they didn't. They didn't steal nothing. They did what they were supposed to do. He guided them here to do what they were supposed to do. They had to take it the way they took it, and we had to come and be their slave because that is what the scripture said. Point blank, period. And we have fulfilled it, we have served it, and now it's time to go home. I would be repenting too if I was them. I'd be apologizing. I'd be scared to death. I would literally be scared to death. I really would be. Like, oh, shoot, don't tell me them folks, them and them. I know them ain't the folks. So, yeah, I could see them doing all the things that they are doing. I can see that. Absolutely can. It has just truly, and you know what? It lets us know, Brother Yerushalayim, and all and the sisters on the line, it lets us know that the Most High's word has been got out there. It's out there now. They know.
Yeah.
They've been knowing. Now they have to admit that they know. They know who we are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They know we the children of Israel. But this punishment was rough. You hear me? This was, and I woke up on the tail end of it, and this was rough. I can't imagine my ancestors and them being in the South and coming off those boats and is treated. This was rough. It brings tears to my eyes just to watch the movie Amistad. I mean, this was rough. You know, this was rough. It's rough. It wasn't no joke. And yes, we were able to get education. Then we went to college and we bought houses and we got cars and we got all this stuff. But the Most High said, well, the bottom is where we was going to be, and that's where we have stayed. And nobody can change. I don't care how far you are. I don't care how much you want to be able to change. He won't even let it change. He will turn the hearts of people against us some more just so it don't change. Because his word ain't going to come back void. You're going to stay on the bottom till you leave here.
Yeah.
And that's real tough. That is real talk. You're going to stay on the bottom till you leave here because that's how he has this thing set up. And there's nothing nobody can do. There's nothing. The only thing that I see happening is get that gold and silver ready for when we get ready to leave up out of here. That's all. Ain't nothing. There's nothing else. The only thing left is the boats and getting us ready to get up out of here. There's nothing else left. Now, we
right.
accept the apology was, you know, it was cool that you felt like you needed to do that. However, whatever the reason was behind it, but it's still not going to change it because he said this nation was going to be judged. And yet that part of it can't, he can't fulfill one half of it and then forfeit the other half. The word don't work like that. It just don't. We appreciate the food stamps and the student loans and the housing loans and all the stuff that made it a little bit more bearable because he said he would be a little sanctuary to us while we was in this captivity. But this is nothing compared to who we were before we got in trouble. And we have to go back to that. We have to. That's crucial. I would be, wouldn't you be apologizing if you were there?
Yo, I most definitely would.
You'd be like, uh-oh. Oh, shoot. It can't.
It's going to get worse. It's going to get worse with their apologizing because the more I see, the more and more this goes on because it's like things have been sped up and it's like there's more and more concrete information coming out each and every day. So at some point, you're either going to apologize or you're just going to be so resistant to the fact that you want to do, like I said, that one white lady did. Like she said, oh, dusty old black Jesus, they're going to pull him out and they're going to, and you black people, y'all ought to be happy. I'm glad you're happy. You need something because y'all been upset for so long. I mean, I heard that. I just started laughing.
Did you see the one when he pulled it out? One of them, it was an older white lady. She couldn't believe it. But he said she pulled out a magnifying glass and got up real close on it.
Crucial.
That's funny.
There was a Muslim that spoke out, a young man, and I don't know if he was on TikTok or something, and he said, we've been worshiping the black Jesus. He said, I'm Muslim. He said, and we've been knowing that Jesus was black and Moses and everybody. He said, we've been worshiping the black Jesus. And then he pulled up the picture of the white Jesus, and he said, I don't know who this is. He said, we never worship. This man, whoever he is.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. No surprise. Nothing surprises me at this point. They have to, where's the scripture that said, our fathers have inherited lies Is that, where is that? I think it's Jeremiah 16. Let me see. Let me use my somebody help me here. Let me see. It says, our fathers have inherited lives in which there has been no profit. Let me see. Let me find it. I will find it. Our fathers have inherited lives. That's Jeremiah 16:19. Oh, thank you, God. And you said this is what the Gentile going to say. It says, oh, yeah, my strength and my fortress and my refuge in the day of affliction. The Gentile shall come unto thee from the ends of the earth and say, surely our fathers have inherited lies, vanity, and things wherein there is no profit. They're going to have to come to that conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just helping them come to that conclusion. They're going to have to come to that conclusion. I told you, one of my bosses told me, he was like, I don't know about Jesus. He said, because there's a chance he might be a Negro. And if he is, I ain't going to be able to do that. Said out his own mouth. Well, I said, wow. Crucial. Ain't nothing you can say. Some people have, she said, some people have had a meltdown to this. Like, oh, Lord, have mercy.
Well, I wonder what they're going to have.
Here we go. I got you one more. This is what she said to old dusty black Jesus. Hold on. Here we go.
Hello and welcome back to the channel. So, many of you have seen that Russia has unveiled all of these black images of the people of the Bible, of the one who the world calls Jesus, and there are literally people, white people, having a meltdown over this. Now, I'm going to share with you some video clips of their responses. They have varying responses. Many of them are very receptive of the information and say that they already knew this, right? But some of them are literally having a meltdown. They can't take it. They can't stand it. As you see the caption on the screen here, this woman actually says, Putin, Black Jesus nuke. She's calling it a nuke. And then it also says, Putin pulls out an old dusty Black Jesus. Okay? So she's one of the ones who can't receive the information. She's not receiving it well at all. There are others who go around the world and back again with information to try to disprove it. And then there are those who just say, hey, it is what it is. So anyway, take a listen at these video clips. And, of course, you know I will be right back.
Recently, President Putin unveiled things they have from their archives. They say 1,000 years in their archives, and they showed that Sayyidina Isa salam to be dark-skinned, and images that are associated with the people of Sayyidina Isa salam, dark-skinned, and from what we taught from Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Sayyidina Musa salam was very dark-skinned. 70,000 prophets of Allah Zawajal, now these ulama are finally admitting, out of 124,000, 70,000 dark-skinned prophets. Means with Islam lies the truth. And all others, they put a deception, what we call kufr. That to know a truth and to deceive a people, and to make a certain race of people as if they're more important than others.
How do I say this? The entire Bible is about black people. Not only was Jesus black, but every character in the Bible seems to be black too. Yeah, Zephaniah and Jeremiah and Jebediah, those all aren't white people names, okay? And Jesus wasn't some tan, partially melanated Middle Eastern person either. I'm talking straight up black dude, okay? Even in the book of Revelation, when you get the vision of Daniel, he's describing someone with feet like burnt brass and white woolly hair, and we've got the deep running water voice with the red eyes, and you guys, he's black. Is it Jewish people are black people, like Kanye was right, and those people yelling at the park dressed in purple about black people being the real Hebrew Israelites, they're right, okay? Like, anytime you see the word Hebrew or Israelite or Jew in the Bible, in your mind, you got to replace that with black person. So the whole Bible is going to make a lot more sense to you once you start reading it like that. But you need to let this get settled in your heart now before you get up there. So, I mean, they were literally whipping him on his way to get crucified.
All right, so I just saw what Vladimir Putin just dropped. I'm pretty new to religion, so I've been looking at things. I always thought he was black. I really did. So I told my buddy, who has been in religion his entire life, super Christian, and he was like, oh yeah, you know, he was always kind of more black than white.
I don't need money anymore. We'll see.
If you're pretty new to religion, you probably should keep your mouth shut on things that you don't know nothing about. Because what's ironic is how those individuals, the African descent, will sit there and say, we can't trust nothing that comes out of the white man's mouth, and yet Vladimir Putin, somebody they don't even know, a white man, comes out and says, oh, we have the secret that we've been hiding from everybody, that the Messiah is black. And they bought it real quick when all the Hebrew texts say a different story.
Yeah.
Some kind of gene.
Ain't that something? Ain't that something? It's getting interesting. It is just getting interesting. All you can do is just sit back and watch. Mm-hmm. You said, I got this. I'm running this. I got this. And all you got to do is just sit back and watch him do what he do. Because he doing, we ain't have nothing to do with this. We ain't said nothing to nobody or did nothing with nobody. Because he is in control. Yes, he is. Powerful stuff, y'all. There's some powerful stuff going on. I'm telling you. It's powerful. Yes, indeed. Our fathers have inherited lives. Woo! Ain't nothing you gonna say. Ain't nothing you can say. What can you say?
Nothing.
I mean, really, what can you say? It seems like, you know what, when we took our hands off of it and left it to him, it's like it's spreading like wildfire.
Yep, that's so true.
Leave it alone. Step back and let just live the life and do what I tell you to do and watch what happens. Red like wildfire. Ain't nothing we can do. Ain't nobody going to be able to change it. Because like he said yesterday, I will call a man from a far country to get done what I need to get done. I'll call the ravens, the birds, if I need them, to perform my word if I need them to. Powerful stuff. It's very interesting to watch. I'm telling you, it's hard. It's hard because everybody bought into the propaganda. Everybody bought into it. But you know what it's gonna do? It's gonna shed light on them other people over there. Like, okay, well then, who is y'all then?
Yep. Yep, surely.
That's next. If everybody's coming to this conclusion that Jesus was a Negro and the Israelites are a Negro, then what part do you play? And they're going to have to answer that part. And I told you, that's when it's going to separate between we are the Israelis and these are the ancient Hebrew Israelites. Well, that's what I tell you. What?
They don't have anything to prove.
Please,
they
and
don't.
You all are the ancient descendants of the ancient Hebrew Israelite people. Because just like they was told to come here and take that country, the Most High allowed them to go into ours. He allowed all that. His eyes is always on Jerusalem and on that land all the time. His eyes never leave it. That is the most precious land on the planet. And he watches it so he knows exactly what's going on. He do. He know what's going on. Nothing has taken him by surprise. Nothing.
So are they still going through with the red heifer? I haven't heard lately on that.
No, I don't doubt it. I don't know. I really don't know. I doubt it. I don't know. I really can't say one way or the other what they doing with that, because area, they got red heifer stories out from 5 years ago. I don't know. You know? All I know is when our feet touch Zion. That's all I know. I don't know.
What about them?
If they build it before or after we get there, I don't know. Some very interesting times, boy, I'm telling you. Ooh-wee. But nobody can stop it. Even if they wanted to, they can't stop it. They can't. You can't apologize your way out of this one. All you can do is pray and hope, you know what I'm saying, that your punishment ain't as bad as some people's are, because he said it was going to get ugly. And he ain't going to take back his word for just because of an apology. Because if he did, we would have been taken back. We wouldn't have had to go through none of this. We wouldn't even be here. Because I remember years ago when they apologized to us from Ghana, remember? They got together and apologized. We are a good society. We sold you. They offered us goods and services, and we sold you to the other people. But they did the same thing years ago. Back in 2019, everybody started to apologize. They really are. I would too if I was them. I'd be like, oh shoot, let me go get, I'm so sorry. If I could apologize for the whole day, don't work like that. I remember I was like that when I first woke up. I was like, y'all, wish I could just apologize for everybody. I am so sorry for all that we have done. Not knowing the magnitude of how deep this thing goes. It's too deep for one person to stand up and apologize. That ain't good enough. Yeah. There's more to it than that. We spit in his face. That's why he said, I don't do this for you, but for my name's sake. You've embarrassed me in front of the nation. Shoo. I gave you everything, and you just showed up. He said, you acted like an adulterous woman. Everything I gave to you, turned around and gave it to them. Please, you gonna pay. He was pissed. Now, you can't no one person apologize for that. That go too deep. No. No way. It just is what it is. Ain't nothing you can do. You know. You can't reverse it. There's nothing you can do to reverse it. You can't give us wealth unmeasurable. We can't be on the top because he's already set the order in place. That's how this nation is going to go. And there's nothing you can do but prepare for us to leave when the time comes and let us go. That's all you can do. And all the gods whom they serve and everybody who they claim to serve, whether it's white Jesus or all the other gods that came with the other nations, you all will have this nation to yourself. And you'll be able to do it the way you want to do it. Nothing else. Gotta do it the way you do it. And that's true. There ain't nothing else you can do about that. Because there ain't nothing we can do about it. We can't change that either. Everybody is playing their part. That's all we can do. Is play your part. Woo! No. hope we make it. You know, my desire is to be on that boat with everybody else. Now, that's my desire. I mean, you know, that's what I want. And like we said about his will, we don't know what his will is, but that's what I would like. You know. But I mean, you know, it's up to him. This is some serious, this bigger than us. It ain't about us designing. This ain't Nineveh, y'all. This ain't Nineveh. You know how Jonah was sent to Nineveh, and Nineveh had to repent. The Most High told Jonah to tell those people to repent. There's no mandate here to tell this nation to repent. This is all a 5,000-year-old prophecy. He got a mandate to go to them people and tell them people to repent. Ain't no prophecy out here for you to repent. This has to be fulfilled. Now, he did say everybody was going to go back to their own land eventually. He did say that. But this nation? No, they didn't get a lot in his face. No. That's crucial. I'd be saying the same thing. Have mercy on me. Please forgive me for my sins and cleanse me from all of my unrighteousness. You know, for real. So like we said yesterday, we ain't seen him yet. We ain't seen him show up yet. They already piloted. Shoot. Okay, we ain't seen him show up yet. This just bad weather. You wait to show up for real. It's like, oh, Lord, have mercy. Everybody going to be hiding. Hiding and ducking. For real, ain't no joke. Even though Egyptians had their lights on when everybody else was in darkness, they was hiding like, oh, my goodness. They probably was like, look out the window. You see it is pitch black way over there? Oh, my Lord. That ain't nothing to play with. No. Shoot. No, honey. This is bigger than us. He is not to be played with. Mm-mm. Oh, no. Everybody going to be in the house with the door shut. Ain't nobody going outside. Everyone, no.
Shoot.
That's what my daughter told me. She said, not my granddaughter, she said, Grandma. I said, you wait them ships show up. She said, if they do, ain't nobody coming outside. She said, ain't nobody going to be driving. Ain't going to be a car on the street. I said, that's the truth. For real. You will be sheltering in place that day for real. Anything show up in the sky that ain't supposed to be up there. Shoot. No. Mm-mm. Absolutely not. Crucial. There's too much going on. It's just too much. We don't know who we dealing with, but we can really see in a minute. They getting an inkling of it. It's coming clear. It's starting to come clear and clear. It is.
Mm-hmm.
Painfully apparent. Like, oh, shoot. Woo! You got to apologize. I'd be apologizing, too. Yeah, I would. I would be apologizing like I am so sorry. You know, I would. Wouldn't you if that was you?
Yeah, I would. I really would.
Yeah. It's been understood, but you got a lot of people.
When you've been reading them scriptures and you find out, wait a minute, hold on, this ain't making sense. Oh, Lord. Yeah, that warrants an apology. For real, that really do. Ain't going to change it. Can't change it. Just ain't change. It ain't going to change. He's still, this nation going to have to be judged for the thing. You know what, as a nation... You know, they really do need to just, I don't even know if it's too far gone. Ain't nothing they can do. They done did too much. They done aborted too many babies. They got too much sexual immorality going on. Anything and everything. It's just, it has done a lot. It really has.
Mm-hmm.
It has done a lot in his face. It really has. And it ain't nothing you can do. You just be like, That's all you can say. That's all you can say, real. Like, You know, and that's why Israel done got quiet. Israel done got quiet.
Yep.
They ain't hooping and hollering like we was in the beginning, Brother Yerushalayim.
And they just stay quiet.
Everybody got quiet, like, nope. And they done listened to us and wrote books and had conferences and all kind of stuff. Israel done got quiet. They're like, nah,
I got a question for you, Sister Yain. Did you see what they said? You know, those cicadas or whatever it is, those billions of cicadas that's supposed to come out early? Now they're talking about this. Yeah, well, that was on the news. They got billions of cicadas that's supposed to actually come out this year. Like, it's going to be like the plague of the locusts in Egypt. It's that many of them. That was
wow.
The news. And now the scientists are saying that this is going to occur sometime here in the next week and a half or so.
Lord have mercy. Yeah, it does say that. In spring 2024, weeks after the solar eclipse, two broad periods of periodic cicadas will emerge, and billions of bugs will begin to cover parts of the United States. That's too much going on.
Yeah. I'm just laughing. I'm just taking all this.
Because my daughters are scared of bugs. I'm not.
Billions.
That's make my skin itch. just think about that. That's itchy. Billions of the cicadas are set to appear in a rare double brood emergence, scientists say.
And I know they're so loud. I remember I was around. 1 year, it's years ago, when just one brood emerged, and it wasn't that many of them, but they are so loud, it's like deafening, and they get in the trees, and it just drives you crazy. I can't even imagine billions of them. I can't imagine that.
Nope. And let me make an announcement real quick. Don't forget Tuesday night at 8 o'clock is our new moon ceremony. So everybody that's participating with us this year, we're going to be on there for a short moment to do the new moon ceremony from even to even. And no buying or selling or anything is our new month. So don't forget that on Tuesday. We'll be on our regular scheduled class show. That's a bit much. It's, you know, all you can do the closer we get to the time to exit is you just try to keep yourself clean and spot it from any foolishness. That's all you can do. That's it. We done told them and showed them. Everybody got videos out there on YouTube. We done got books printed. People done made books, movies, all kind of stuff. We have done what we were called to do. Yeah. We really have. Ain't nothing else we could do. Ain't nothing else we could do. We did what he told us to do. You know? We fought the good fight, kept the faith, finished our course. Now we're just waiting on him to take us out of here because they want us gone anyway. So, you know, the Most High going to give them their wish. This will be your country to do with it whatever you want to do with it, however you want to do it. You know, it's crucial. There's a lot going on. It is a lot. It's everywhere you turn around, there's something different happening all the time. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing you can do about it. Nothing at all. Just gotta pray. You know, you just gotta pray. That's all you can do is pray and hope for the best. You know, wait on Yah. Just wait on, you only gotta hope for the best. Just wait on Yah. And like we said yesterday, because he's going to perform what he said he's going to do. So, on that note, Brother Yerushalayim, you want to lead us in prayer so we can get out of here for the day?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Let me get my hair covered up. Hold on. It's really crucial. they apologize and saying, tell your neighbors, tell them I'm sorry. I would be too. I would. I really would be.
That's bad. Different, yes. Ugly. Are you all ready?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
All right. Oh, Heavenly Father, Yahweh, we come before you through your Son, Yeshua the Christ. And we humbly say, thank you. Thank you for this information that you brought forth to us today. Thank you for the love that you bestowed upon us, the love that we are just now coming to understand. Thank you for the kindness and the mercies that you've bestowed upon our nation. Thank you for the sustenance that you've given everybody in our nation. We pray that you help those whose health has failed some and whose eyesight and vision is dim. We pray that you hear the cries of your people, O Yahweh. Protect us in the days of these days. Guide us, strengthen us. Cover us as a hen covers her chicks. We thank you for the many wonderful things that you've given, and keep our hearts full of joy, not sadness, but full of joy. Keep us rooted in this word of yours. Keep all of us rooted in this word of yours. And we pray that you deliver us from these nations where we are scattered as a reproach. And we pray that you show us, Father, in your word, truth from fiction. Show us the right way to do things. Touch our hearts so that we love our brothers and sisters and treat them the way we are supposed to treat them. Touch our hearts so that we love you the way we need to love you. That is by keeping your laws, statutes, and commandments and being obedient to your word. Thank you for everything and all things. And say, blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's the mighty Yah. Beautiful prayer. Beautiful, beautiful. As a nation, we pray together. We pray together. We stay together. We lead together. Mm-hmm. All praise be to the High Holy One of Israel. And on that note, you guys have a wonderful rest of your first day of the week, this Sunday, the first day of the week. And we will see you all on Tuesday night. Shalom, shalom, everyone. Have a great rest of your evening. Good night, everybody.
Shalom.
Shalom.